And
you know, the IRS provided tax relief to victims of the hurricane Irene and also victims of the flood. For that reason, we are in communication with Greg Semanik, IRS spokesperson. He's going to explain what is this tax relief about. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Mario. Good morning, Antonio.
Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. We're happy to have you here, especially at this moment when people are thinking about the reliefs that they can get from either the government or any agency that can help them out.
Well, definitely. If you live in Greene County, Greene County was designated a federal disaster area by the president. And what that means, in conjunction with the IRS, there is tax relief provided. It means that you have an extension to make some payments and also filing returns. And I can give you specifics on that. If you are the victim of Hurricane Irene and you live in Greene County, the key thing is that you can have additional time to file a tax return. If it's a corporation or business tax return and you had until September 15th, which was the original date, you have now until October 31st. So businesses and corporations, for their returns, they have until October 31st to file those. Now, if you are a 1040 filer and you have the filing extension until mid-October, that has now been extended to October 31st. So the bottom line is business corporations and individual filers now have until October 31st to file their tax returns. Now, regarding payments, if you make estimated tax payments and you're an individual filer, and that's that form 1040-ES standing for estimated payments, that normally is due September 15th. That now has been extended to October 31st. So again, you have until October 31st. And the reason this is done, we realize many people have many issues they need to deal with, and we want to make sure they have additional time to meet their tax deadlines.
So there won't be a discount or anything, but it's an extension of when to file taxes. It's
an extension to file, also the extension to pay. And the thing is that penalties would be waived, that they would not be late if they live in Greene County.
Okay, that's important.
Well, it's important because when people are hurting, any help is important. So, go right ahead.
Another area I want to cover is casualty losses. If you're impacted by Irene and basically had non-reimbursed damages, in other words, your insurance is not going to cover it, since Greene County was declared a presidential disaster area, we do have procedures that expedite getting your money on your tax return. Let's say you already filed your 1040 tax return for last year, for 2010. You have non-reimbursed losses, and you have that what it is casualty losses.
Yeah.
And you want to claim those losses on a tax return, you don't have to wait till next year to file on a 2011 tax return. What you can do is file an amended tax return for 2010, for last year, and put your losses on that return. That means you get your money this year. You don't have to wait.
What?
And is this extended also for, because, you know, after the hurricane came and all the disaster that it caused, now we have a lot of rain in here and still there's a lot of flood watch in effect. So are people affected by these floods also included in this relief, or only for those who were affected by the hurricane?
Right now it's just by the hurricane at the present time. What I would encourage people to do is to check the FEMA website at www.fema.gov for any additional guidance that would be provided. But at the present time, we're dealing with Hurricane Irene and how people can claim their losses. And I just want to make sure they're aware of that. So if they already filed their 2010 tax return or they did not have done it yet, there's good news. They can file an amended return if they did file and claim their losses to get their money now and not wait till next year. Now, if they didn't file their 2010 tax return yet because they had the extension, they may want to consider including their losses in there. But again, it's for those that are not reimbursed. In other words, your insurance company did not fully cover your losses or did not cover losses at all, can claim on the tax return right now rather than wait till next year. The key thing you want to keep in mind, though, it may be better to wait till next year because you may be in a better position regarding gathering all your loss information and may result in a larger refund. So again, it's a decision you got to make, but but that's very important for people to know about casualty losses, that they can request them now or wait later.
So, Greg, we were talking last week exactly at this show about how insurance don't cover all flood. Typically, homeowners insurance cover storms or winds, but that they don't cover floods. So a lot of people will not have this coverage after hurricane. So they can claim for their damages to the IRS. And how is this process? What type of form they need to file?
Well, the form they would need to do would be a form 4684. Form 4684 is regarding casualty losses. Now, one thing, we're covering a lot of material today, and if somebody's driving and they're not able to write down this information or they just don't have a pen or pad handy, all they need to do is go to our website, which is www.irs.gov. Just remember, irs.gov. And when you get to the search feature right at the top, type in the word disaster. And I'll take you to all this information we're covering today. So I don't want people to worry that they miss something while we're discussing it, because we have that information that I'm covering right there on the website, and I'll walk them through the process. But Mary, the most important thing, as you brought up, is a form 4684, and it's entitled Casualties and Thefts. And basically with casualties, that's casualty losses here in this case.
Are you expecting a lot of victims of the hurricane or the storm to take advantage of this important issue that you are talking about?
I don't know how many people are affected at this stage. I don't have that information, but I'm sure as time goes on, we just want to get the word out to let people know that they have this opportunity and option, because people may not realize. They may think they have to wait till next year
right.
to claim their losses on a tax return. But since it was declared a presidential disaster area in Greene County, they can claim it now.
Because, you know, well, usually people think about taxes at the end of the year, but this time of the year, we're just beginning basically the fall. And
Antonio, you're so right there. And that's why I thank you so much for having me on the air today, because I wanted to bring this a very important point to people. If the only thing they remember today on our conversation is that they can claim their losses this year using the form 2010, the tax form 1040 for tax year 2010. In other words, use last year's tax return. And the information is on the website to walk them through the process.
Okay. Thank you so much, Greg. Greg Semanik, IRS spokesperson. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about this relief?
I want to give out phone numbers. We do have a disaster hotline at the IRS if people have questions that we've been discussing today. And I'll give out two numbers. An easy number to remember is 1-800-TAX-1040. That's 800-TAX-1040. Just remember, 800-TAX-1040. The direct disaster hotline is 866-562-5227. Again, 866-562-5227. And finally, our website is irs.gov.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. And we'll pass this information to those of who need this information, because, as you know, some people are hurting, and any assistance is great.
Well,